G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Ewan Grant for breakfast on Triple M.
And a huge good morning to you wherever you are across the Limestone Coast. If you haven't worked it out as yet, there might be a royal wedding on the cards, and it might be happening in the next couple of days. I, like probably maybe 2 billion other people on the planet, am going to be glued to my television set as I watch Meghan Markle and Prince Harry walk down the aisle. It is going to be absolutely sensational. And I unashamedly say that I'm going to be watching it as well. Other things that are making news today, we're going to talk all about welfare recipients, because the government have some plans, and I want to know what you think. We're also going to talk about the idea of immigration and the, I suppose, unfolding story with the athletes that went missing after the Commonwealth Games. These are some of the stories that are making news today. Palestine is also making news. The situation there has only got worse. More than 60 people have lost their lives, which is just truly heartbreaking.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I've got to tell you, I am amazed by people's talents. And John Mellencamp, not only is he an incredible singer, he is also a painter. And he even has a painting that was completed by him in one of the governor's mansions over in the US, which I find mind-blowing. It's amazing. On 963 Triple M, we've got In Excess, we've got Chicago on the way. We've got classic Beatles for you in just a few seconds' time. And later on today, we're going to catch up with one of the greats of AFL football. Kevin Sheedy is going to be joining Barney McCusker for a chat about the Farmers game this weekend in the AFL. Make sure you listen out for it. We're going to hear all about it before 7 this morning. There's other things to talk about. One of them is welfare at the moment. And you might have seen a post that I put up on Facebook just a little while ago. Should people receiving unemployment benefits who test positive to drugs be allowed to keep their benefits? It's a question that was asked this morning with Luke and the team on the night shift. It's a question that I'm asking you today, and I would love to know your thoughts. 132710 as always is the number to call. You can always jump online to the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page and have your say there too.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
We've just been on the Triple M website, and you, like I, or I like you, I get to jump online and I get to find out what's making news across the Limestone Coast and around the globe as well. And one of the things that was posted online yesterday is all about Aussie airports. We're apparently going to get some security upgrades to our airports, and that's an interesting thing because I'm going to be flying through a couple of airports this afternoon. Apparently, we're going to get $249 million funding boost to airport security, which will also create about 190 counter-terrorism police roles, along with 50 technical and intelligence support positions. Now, one of the big things that's going to be able to happen as these changes at our airports come through, police will be able to ID someone at Australian airports. Now, the article begs the question as to whether this is going to be dangerous times, whether our civil liberties are being eroded just for security purposes and to make us feel safe in our country where we have the possibility. And I do say possibility because if you look at it on the grand scheme of things, terrorism attacks are one-off events that are truly tragic. They are horrifying, but they are meant to make a population scared. They don't necessarily, if you look at statistics, happen on a very regular basis. So you've got to be incredibly unlucky to be caught up in a terrorist attack. So,
the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
We haven't had a full-blown terrorist attack here in our country. What are we willing to forego to be able to be safe within our community? And all you need to do when it comes to that is look at our capital cities. I was in Melbourne a couple of months ago, and the sheer amount of bollards in public places to stop idiots in cars and trucks from devastating communities in our capital cities is just frightening. So here is another step. Police will be able to ID anyone at Australian airports. You can read all about it, triplem.com.au. $290 million to increase airport securities across Australia. And a lot of that, from what I understand, is going to be spent in regional airports as well.
Ewan Grant
for breakfast.
on the Lobster Coast 963 Triple M. Later on this morning, I'm going to see if I can wake up Troy Bell, the member for Mount Gambier. He and I are hopefully going to have a chat about what is going on in the world of changing speed limits. Lots of people jumped online yesterday, by the way, to our Triple M Lumstone Coast Facebook page to have their say on speed limits around the region. A lot of people say, leave it alone. We don't want any more speed changes. Would love to know what you think, though, whether you think speed limits should be upped or lowered, depending on where you are in the Lumstone Coast, whether there's problem areas that you think need to be fixed. You never know. Troy might be looking at our Facebook page and he might get some ideas.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
On 963 Triple M, one of the big things that's making news at the moment, and it's been absolutely huge on social media in the last 48 hours in the Limestone Coast, Rex Airlines is making news for all the wrong reasons. I'm going to jump on a Rex flight this afternoon, in fact. And, Rex is apparently looking at cutting back services amid unfair criticisms of their service here in the Limestone Coast. As a result, member for Barker, Tony Passant, is going to meet with the Regional Express Management Board and talk about what's going on, what the issues are. Why they're looking at scaling back services. You would think that they would be making a mozza here in the Limestone Coast, given that it's the only operator within the region. Now, you can read all about it in the pages of the Border Watch today. They've got more details on it. Karcher is talking about it in the local news as well.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Mount Gambier.
Welcome back, listeners, to Triple M 963 Limestone Coast. We have the greatest acolyte and apostle of AFL football who spreads the word, and it's a great game coming up on Saturday at the MCG. Essendon, Geelong, Kevin Sheedy, what's going to happen?
Well, I think the Bombers are going to have to really put their hand up and play a lot better than what we have. And so, to me, I think it's a game changer for the season, to be honest. We've got to really look forward to one of the great days in regarding looking after our country people. That's what it's really about. We're going to have a terrific field day outside the MCG. Bombers have been smashed a little bit, but this is when you really find out how good your club is and how tough it is when you're not up the top, you know. So I think from that point of view, it's a terrific opportunity for our club.
So all those Essendon and Geelong supporters, how do they get involved? What are the things they can do Friday and Saturday?
Well, Friday we've got a luncheon, and I think we sent you a flyer, so that's a terrific luncheon from a point of view of the carousel down in Melbourne at the Albert Park Lake. We've got about 300 people going. We're making money for the Royal Flying Doctor, which I think is a great cause from that point of view. They do a magnificent service around Australia. And I think in the end, we have James Herb, we've got Dustin Fletcher, and we've got Bartlett, we've got Michael Tuck. I think Michael Tuck's a hidden gold nugget in the AFL history books, you know. When you think back in his career with over 400 games and 11 grand finals, 7 premierships and 4 as captain, I mean, what a great opportunity to listen to a person like him. And Danny Frawley, which is a great talent, Ray. Danny Brown. So we've got to have a great time.
And they can get online. What website do they go to online?
You can go to Sheedy Vision, all one word and all small dialogue, sheedyvision@optusnet.com.au. And we know we've got a lot of Bomber fans up there, some of those great Timber Forest merchants up there. I went and had dinner with a year ago. And we need to really, as I spoke yesterday at the launch, we need to get really all the chambers of commerce around Australia to actually work on this game, because it is about creating tourism into the regions around Australia, like Mount Gambier, like Mildura, like Sunraysia, like, you know, areas when you get over to the Barossa and down to Victor Harbour and up to the Hunter Valley or the Margaret River. There's a lot of people, 8.6 million people live in the country of Australia.
And then after the lunch on Friday, there's going to be a march. There's going to be a march on Saturday. Where does it start? When does it start?
Well, it's a whole field day. So it starts right around the MCG. We've got Dr. John Williamson singing, and he'll be he'll actually be on stage outside the ground and come on into the stadium to sing at the start of the game when the teams line up around about 4:10, 4:15. He'll be singing True Blue, and he starts the game with Waltzing Matilda.
Well,
that's what I love. I love that song, Waltz in Matilda.
It's going to be a great couple of days. It's for the country. It's the country game, Essendon. And, of course, the great question that we all want answered one day is, when is the next great statue going up round the MCG, the Kevin Sheedy statue? I tell you who's leading the charges.
It'll be a sandcastle where kids can go and play in the sandpit. Don't worry about that. You are kidding.
It's
all fun, mate.
We'll see you in the weekend. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Thanks a lot. Good luck, everybody. The Limestone Coasts
963 Triple M. It's the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Yesterday, I was talking all about road speeds because I'm a bit baffled at the moment. I was doing 100Ks down to Port Mac on the weekend with my mum. We were touring around the region, and then I went, I'll show her the Little Blue. And you turn down the road to the Little Blue, and it's 110. It's speed limited. It's a bit crazy to me. So a man who is looking at changing speed limits at the moment is our very own member for Mount Gambier, Troy Bell. He's on the line. Troy, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. Good morning, listeners.
Troy, road speeds baffle me. What's going on?
There's a fair bit going on in this space at the moment. So first of all, the Liberal Party went to the last election saying if they are successful, they're going to reintroduce the 110 kilometre an hour on a few roads. The two pertinent to us are the Port Macdonald and Carpenter Rocks roads. So I've got a question in Parliament, just wanting an update and a bit of a timeline on when that's going to occur. So on that sense, I want to increase the speed limit on another across Sutton Town Primary School and the corner of Ruwalt and Yall Road. I want to decrease the speed limit. First of all, notorious corner where we've had a pretty serious accident a couple of months ago, and this is the third very serious accident that I know of personally at that intersection of Ruwalt and Yall Road. Mm. And the problem is we've got two roads at 100 kilometres an hour and both think that they have the clear way through. And that's just a recipe for a disaster.
Absolutely. So how do you get a speed limit change in that area? And how do you get the state government to focus more on speed limits in the Limestone Coast? Because we've got some absolute doozies at the moment, including the trip out to the airport where the speed limit changes three or four times in a very short space of time. You think people would think a little bit more about where they're going to put a speed sign?
You would think so. The first step is, of course, identifying the problem. That's what we've done for Pine Hall Avenue next to Sutton Town Primary School and Ruwalt and Yall Road. So once you've identified the problem, then need the minister to direct his department to investigate and work out whether it is actually an issue or not. And that's the stage we're up to for both of those locations. And then a range of solutions get put back to the minister, normally with costings involved. And then it's up to the minister to prioritise which areas or sections that he or she would like to see a change at. So I've certainly raised this, and we're up to the, validation, I suppose, of the evidence that's been presented to me that these two spots are very problematic, and I want to see a change in those two locations.
While we're talking about road speeds, is there going to be an increase in funding, do you think, with a Liberal government when it comes to the spending on roads?
Yes, they've committed to an increased spending on roads, and this way you've got to be a little bit, precise, because you can have an overall increase in spending on roads, but most of that spend gets done in the CBD and it doesn't actually filter out to the region. So the Liberals have been very clear that regional roads are a priority for them, and we've highlighted a number of roads that are in urgent need of an upgrade or safety provisions put in place. These two that I've identified fall into that category, quite nicely.
And Troy, if anybody has an issue with road speeds, I mean, opening a can of worms, do they go and see you? What do they do?
Well, I'm one port of call. The other port of call is the council electorate that it's in. So you can either go to your local council. The smaller roads off of the main roads are council controlled. The larger ones are state government. And of course, the highways are federal government. That's roughly how it's split up. So
that's just confusing, isn't it?
yeah, exactly. It depends which road there's an issue with as to which level of government you go to.
Troy, it's great to talk to you this morning, mate. I'm sure we're going to be talking about this and many other issues over the course of the next couple of weeks. You have a great day, and thanks for joining us on the show, all right?
Thank you, Ewan, and have a great day, listeners. Thank you.
On 963 Triple M, the member for Mount Gambier, Troy Bell, having a chat to us this morning. Now you know, if you would like to talk to anybody about speed limits in the Limestone Coast, you can reach out to the council if it's a council road. You can reach out to Troy if it's a state road. And if it's federal, well, you know what you need to do. You need to go and talk to Tony and have a chat to him about your concerns.
Ewan Grant.
For breakfast.
Triple M.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, Rex Airlines have released a statement this week regarding their services. Bo Olsen have addressed the Court of Criminal Appeal. Investigations are continuing into a number of car thefts in our region, and Aldi have reportedly confirmed doubts on the future of a Mount Gambier store. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Now on 963 Triple M, we are talking welfare this morning. I'd love to know your thoughts on a particular question that I've posted on our Facebook page this morning. Luke and Hugh Fernane from our national newsroom are talking all about the issue.
Do people who are receiving an unemployment benefit and who are also test positive to illegal drugs, do they deserve to keep their benefit?
That's a big question, isn't it? With the state government announcing a further $10 million for three trials in regards to this. Basically, it's seen as tough love. Either you clean up your act or you're not going to get your dole. It's a tough one. By the sound of it, Coalition really thinks it's a winner for themselves. And of course, we do have a federal election, which is going to be sometime in the next 12 months now. We'll wait and see when exactly that is announced, if it is earlier or not. And Labor's going, nah, we're not going anywhere near this. Is it going to cause potentially more crime if they get busted and lose their bucks, or is it just going to be status quo?
Had an interesting caller from Sonia just a little while ago. She believes that people who are on drugs should not receive a benefit and they deserve maybe rehabilitation. That's where this money's being thrown. But she's concerned that if you are on drugs and you lose your unemployment benefit, you'll turn to crime.
Mm.
I've got a funny feeling that most people who are on drugs, seriously on drugs, they're not spending their unemployment benefit on drugs. They're probably already involved in crime.
Yeah, 1 + 1 equals usually, but you kind of think that, because realistically, the money that's offered on the dole is just more just to survive and ensure that you get a roof over your head and some food in your tummy.
Now the question is, do you agree? What do you think the answer is? There's been a couple of very interesting posts on the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page. Big shout out to Karen and a big shout out to Tali, who reckon that a lot more needs to be done about rehabilitation, because the idea of just kicking drug cheats off the welfare system is fraught with danger, and not only for those concerned, but for anybody who is a welfare recipient who has children who are going to, as a direct result, be directly affected by any decision that the government makes in this sphere. So I'd love to hear from you. Do you think it's something that should be happening? Should people receiving unemployment benefits who test positive for drugs be allowed to keep their benefits? The question is for you to answer. 132710 is the number to call, or you can jump online, have your say at the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page.
Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Across the region, we are talking sport this morning. Marlo joins me in the studio. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, you, and good morning, fellow coasters. Now, an update on last Friday night's Pioneers versus Nunawading Spectres game cancellation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Apparently, the controlling body, which is CBL, is favouring no rescheduling. I'd say it's in the too hard basket there of the fixture, which means both teams retain their current win-loss ratio, because they don't actually have points on the ladder, which is a bit interesting.
Right.
And no chance of that will cost one way or other, but and of course the old points for and points against percentage will remain the same. So there's positives and negatives like everything in sport and life. Now, talking Pioneers, ex-championship team member Jack Madgen, He's playing Aussie rules for Collingwood as a special category recruit. Now, at this stage, I've kept an eye on him. He's played 5 VFL games as a defender and has been named in the best players once. So we'll watch his progress coming back to footy after many years playing basketball. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, boys, girls, men and women, all fit. Get on your bike this weekend, Yui, because the Mount Gambier Cycling Club's Squashbrook Fitness and Leisure Centre 100 Mile Classic, and that's 160Ks if you want to go that way. Still a long way. That's on Saturday, of course, and 2,000 big ones for first place and a total prize pool of 14,000. All starts at 10 o'clock, and obviously everyone out there, be patient with any road restrictions. Weather looks reasonable for the boys, not a real strong wind at this stage. And, of course, then if you haven't had enough on Sunday, the SA, and I always look at this word with interest, Kermesse, Kermesse, or even a Kermesse. I hope we don't have that. And that'll be on Sunday around the Blue Lake Circuit. And that'll all happen from 8 o'clock when we have the junior event, and that's sponsored by Max Sheet Metal. Good morning, Mike Cassidy.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Mount Gambier.
Yes, good morning, listeners. Milo, Triple M, talking sport, and the sport is basketball. Good morning, Beth Searle.
Good morning, Milo. Good morning, listeners.
Now, we're away in the winter season of the South East Coast Basketball League and the A-grade men with some interesting games. The boys had to work. Bulldogs Blues 71 with state rep Mitch Hunter. 29 big ones. They defeated Cougars 61.
Yes, a very good game. Cougars were certainly down on numbers. There was no Kane DeWitt, no Sam Stafford, but they battled particularly well. And they'll once they get their team together, I thought they did a really good job in that particular game.
Now, Ruse 80 and the comeback veteran, Matty Sutton, 22 points. They defeated Panthers 58. So he obviously showed the young fellas a bit of his old touch.
Yeah, we can't say that he showed them a clean pair of heels, but he certainly showed them the touch. Although he did make the comment, Milo, after the game that he wasn't too happy with some of his moves. So he's still the perfectionist, Milo.
Ah, well, he bluffed the young fellas. That's what I'm going to say. Bulldogs Red 67, and it was the Black Boys, the dynamic duo from Narra Court, leading the pack 18 and 16 points. They defeated Cats 66. Well, right down to the wire.
Yes, they did, and it was a very good game. And the improvement that Matt Black is making is he had a really good Nationals week, and now he's following it up and training with the Pioneers in the development squad, and he's certainly developing into a very, very good basketballer, Milo.
The women Cougars 68, Tennille Gray straight back into it with 20, and they defeated Cats 40. So they were in control pretty well all game, I'd say.
Yes, they were. Cats certainly were competitive throughout, but it was just the finish of Tennille was the difference between the two sides, Milo.
Saints 57, defeated Panthers 50, and Emily Close was the standout on court with 23 points, and no doubt she's just going to go on from her state to representation as well.
Well, I felt that she made the most of the minutes that she got in the Nationals as a first-year player, and she did very well. Panthers gave Saints, allowed Saints to set up a match-winning lead in the first half, and then suddenly they started to believe in themselves and got back to with 7 but couldn't close the gap at the final siren.
Round 2 tonight, just quick selection. Beth, keep your eye on the time. And the men, Panthers and Cougars, so who do you like in that one?
Well, that'll be interesting because if Sam Stafford and Kane DeWitt comes back, then I'd say Cougars. It'll depend on the lineup, Marlon.
As it always does. Now, top dog, who will it be? Bulldogs Red or Bulldogs Blue? Who's your tip tonight? And we'll see if they pick the even squads.
Yeah, well, it'll be the Bees, won't it? It'll be the Berkeys versus the Blacks. So I'll go for the experience of the on-court general in Simon Birkfield. So Red, I think they are, aren't they?
Yeah,
to defeat Blue.
There you go. Now, the girls, Cougars and Bulldogs, and the Bulldogs are a combination of Ruse and themselves, and you've already tipped they'll be the big improvements. Will this be their first win?
Well, I'm not sure it'll be their first win because they'll take a while to get used to the new players in the lineup, but they've certainly got more depth than any other team in the women's competition. But I think Cougars will manage to get over the line in that one.
And over at Millicent, we have the battle of the felines, and that'll be the Cats and Panthers. Who will take the points there?
Well, that'll be an interesting one. It'll depend who travels for Panthers. I know there's a fair bit of school commitments on this this week, and I think it will have to lean to the home side there in Cats.
Beth, travel safe, everyone that's on the road, and, of course, may the best sides win. We'll find out all about it next Friday when we have a chat to you.
Yes, we certainly will next Wednesday morning, and we'll be much wiser then, won't we, Milo?
My stuff up.
Oh, 963 Triple M. Beth and Milo having a chat. We are going to be back. News and sports not that far away. And I want to hark back to an article that appeared in the state papers on Sunday. I'll tell you more all about it in just a moment. This is Noiseworks as the classics continue on your local Triple M. Good morning.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I don't know whether you were reading the paper on the weekend at all, but the Sunday Mail had a fantastic article about next local to the Limestone Coast. Ewan Deutsch has done amazing things in the artistic realm of stage and screen, and he has been part of Les Mis, part of Kinky Boots. He's now being part of Priscilla at the moment as well. And a fantastic article appeared, and I urge you to do yourself a favour and check it out. It was one of the big things that has been posted and shared several times on social media over the course of the last couple of days. Some amazing photos of him on stage as well.
Ewan Grant.
On 963 Triple M, it is a fantastic offer, by the way. Get amongst it. See if you can do a deal with the team in sales. 87255155 is the number. Now, I've resisted talking about it for most of the week this week, but there is a royal wedding on the way. I'm going to be watching it. Meghan Markle's dad, Thomas Markle, 1 minute he's in the wedding, 1 minute he's out of the wedding. It's going to be interesting to see whether he's there on Saturday. But there is a whole lot of talk about the Markle family, and they just look like the rest of us. A little bit troubled, a little bit distraught, a little bit out there. And, the royal family, not sure they're going to know what hit them. But anyway, on 963 Triple M, one of the other things that's going on with the royal wedding at the moment, the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, he reckons that he has already picked out the wedding present that that we're going to send as Australians to the happy couple. He reckons that it's something that Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are interested in, something that'll appeal to their interests and very, very Australian. Cannot wait to find out what it is. And when it comes to the royal wedding, nothing like a marketing experience. The royal wedding has got some great stuff, and there are royals who are going to collect this stuff like there is no tomorrow. But there is really some tacky stuff that you can get your hands on that have got Harry and Meghan's face plastered all over it. One of the most horrific things that I have seen has got to be a set of swimsuits, which has just got Harry's face and Meghan's face in a one piece, and it just looks absolutely atrocious. But these are the things you can get your hands on. There's also terrible wooden spoons that have got burnt images of the newly, well, soon to be wed royals on the back of them as well. Imagine cooking your spaghetti with that type of thing. Anyway, on 963 Triple M, the wedding is going to take place on the weekend. There is going to be a whole lot more talk about it in the lead up to the wedding, and I'm sure there's going to be a number of television specials still to be aired on our TV screen, some of which I've been watching during the course of the week.
Hi everyone, it's Keith Urban. Put our hearts in a
parallel wished. Keith Urban's new album Graffiti U featuring Parallel Line is available now on CD and online.
Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I have been talking about a fantastic opportunity over the course of the last couple of days. Keith Urban in Nashville in concert. We want to send you there. Mark is on the line. Mark, are you a Keith Urban fan, first of all?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yes.
Mate, have you ever been lucky enough to see him in concert?
No, I haven't, but my wife and daughter did, and they raved about it for ages.
Now, there has got to be a story as to why you didn't get to go with them.
Oh, well, it was just at the wrong time of year. We were busy making hay.
That's fair enough. Well, mate, if you got the opportunity to go to Nashville, who are you going to take? Because it seems like it's going to be a toss-up between whether you take your wife or whether you take your daughter.
I'll definitely take my wife.
Well, mate, you are in the draw. We're going to see if we can make you a winner. Al, the captain of the club, is back on Friday, and you never know, you might have the chance to be there in concert and having a chat with the bloke as well, because we're going to give you the opportunity to meet him.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Hey, Mark, you have a great day today. Don't work too hard, and listen out on Friday.
All right, thank you, Ewan.
Thanks, mate, on 963 Triple M. If you haven't joined the Triple M Club as yet, let me tell you, like Mark, you want to be in it to win it to see if you can see Keith Urban live in concert in the original home of country music, Nashville. We've got flights, we've got accommodation, we've got everything sorted for you. All you need to do is join the club to see if we can make you a winner on 963 Triple M.
Triple M. Triple M loves Obie Flat.
Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Morning, Milo. Triple M keeping local sport alive. The sport is soccer. Good morning, Frank Wilcox.
Good morning, Milo.
Now the girls into the season proper. And, the seniors, Central's 13 defeated Inter, no score. So, they've made a statement. Central, Paris Ackland 4 and Tracy Long 3.
A nice thing to see my granddaughter Skye got a goal. But Inter, in their defence, their heads didn't drop. They played on throughout the game.
Was the flavour of the games on Saturday. Portland 6, far too good for Wanderers, who didn't score either.
No, that's right. And also Millicent got defeated by United. United travelled to Millicent for that game, 4-2.
There you go. Now, that leads us into round two. Bendigo Bank, Southeast Women's Football Association.
All the games at home this week. United versus Apollo City.
Who do you like, quick? I'm gonna give us a quick one.
Quick one on that one. I think Apollo City.
Okay, go City. Centrals will host
Portland. Centrals versus Portland. I think Centrals will get up on that one.
Will Wanderers get a goal and win
Wanderers
over Millicent?
Wanderers versus Millicent. I think Millicent might just have it over them, but that is possibly the game of the day.
Okay, we won't forget the boys, and they started with their season proper as well. Inter 3 defeated Central Zip. Christian Seller into action with 2 goals, so showing their hand early, Inter.
Very much so. It was a very a good game, a very hard-fought game. Both teams went at it 100%.
And moving Blue Lake 9, what a big score early, so they're on target. They demolished Millicent 1, and Yuki Akita kicked 5. And, he's one of the best developing Western Border Aussie rules umpires, so he's going to mix those two sports, and the Say Boy with 3. So Blue Lake making a statement.
Very much so, very much so. Now, and also Narra Court travelled to Portland and defeated them 2-1.
That would have been the match of the day. Now, round two for the boys next Sunday. It's Narra Court hosting Millicent, so bring it on.
Yeah, I think Narra Court have just got the edge on that one, but that's possibly the game of the round.
Will Centrals account for Portland?
Oh, I think so. Centrals will be way too powerful for Portland. And I think Blue Lake take on Apollo, and I think Apollo will just have it over Blue Lake, although that's going to be another very good game.
Anything soccer across the board, Frank?
Not really. I mean, it was a great weekend, regardless of the weather was a bit iffy, but it wasn't too bad. We can just hope that the weather stays good for this weekend and look forward to the FA Cup final this Sunday morning.
There you go. If you love it, get up early and enjoy it. As always, thanks for your coverage, Frank, and keep that ball in front of you.
Thanks, Marlon.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
Triple M this afternoon. Lee is filling in for Guy. Guy's going to take some well-earned rest and relaxation. I'm very jealous, by the way. But he will be back in a couple of weeks. Time. Make sure you listen out for the classics right the way across the afternoon, and also listen out for your chance to see if we can make you a winner. Keith Urban live in Nashville. Now, this morning, Ray Hadley's coming in for you in just a few moments' time after we update news, sport, and weather. And tomorrow morning, Paul Barry's going to be filling in. I'm going to take a couple of days off, but I will be back on Monday morning. Have a great week, no matter what you're doing in the Limestone Coast, and I will see you soon.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.